The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you,
Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, I've come to set the earth on fire, and now I wish it were already blazing. There's a baptism with which I must be baptized. And how great is my anguish until it is accomplished. Do you think that I have come to establish peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. From now on, a household of five will be divided, three against two, and two against three. A father will be divided against his son, and a son against his father. A mother against her daughter, and a daughter against her mother. A mother-in-law against her daughter-in-law, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. The word of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You understand this word of Jesus, ironical. He came to put peace on earth. He wants us all to be one. That is prayer at the Last Supper, Father, that all may be one, as God the Father is one, and I in you, you in me, and they in us. So, by no means, this is the wish of Jesus. But unfortunately, human nature is this way. By the time of Paul, already mentioned his letters, some claim they belong to Apollo, some belong to Paul. Apollo is the one very eloquent. He is not Paul. So many people like to listen to Apollo. So this is the human way. And Jesus' way is not always easy to understand. You know, once when Jesus mentioned that those who do not eat my flesh and drink my blood will not have eternal life, and many left, they say, it's queer. How can we drink his blood, eat his flesh? Impossible, but so true. But Jesus didn't elaborate how at the Last Supper he will establish the Blessed Sacrament. He left him and asked Peter, what do you think? And Peter said, Lord, I don't think Peter understand anything, but he said, Lord, you have the word of life. Apart from you, away from you, where do I go? This is faith. So Jesus said, I come to put division. It's not that his desire. The place where want to be more united, and always temptation. You can ask those nuns or priests living in community. You ask them, are your community really in harmony? Yes or no? If you ask all the family, is it real harmony? Yes and no. If yes, then each one have to sacrifice a lot. Of course, depends on how we live the word of God. It's not that God does, doesn't mean God wants us to be separated, divided. But unfortunately, this selfishness put you apart from the people. That's why we have to learn to be one with one another. To be one means to listen in humility, to accept the differences of the others. We don't. You are not for me, against you. You will not talk to that person. But this is not the way Jesus come on earth, hey, listen. He didn't change people. But in fact, he changed himself. You can imagine. He died on the cross. He didn't change anything. But out of love. That's the point. If we want to be one with one another, first of all, you have to die of yourself. The image of the Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, it's a kind of relationship. If the Father, for 1 second, doesn't love the Son, he's not a Father. If the Son, even 1 second, does not love the Father, he's no more a Son. Forever and ever, the Father loves the Son loves the Father. This mutual, eternal love is the Holy Spirit. This is the image of the divine, the Blessed Trinity. And we are born in his image. Jesus always said, Father, let your will be done. You remember the at the end of the supper was praying in the Gethsemane, at the garden. He prayed, Father, can you leave this cup away from me? But then again he said, it's not my will, but your will be done upon me. Even the last minute of his life on the cross, he still suffered so much for us. He said, God, God, why have you forsaken me? He loved so much that God the Father want him to experience the deepest suffering without the feeling of the presence of God. This is hell. But out of love, he say he's yes. That's the way we are following him. So although many times we do not feel so much unity in our community, in our family, don't cry. God wants us, God wants you to live like him. Be another Christ in your family, in your community. Jesus never expect things from people. Always give. Love is always giving. Always giving unconditionally. Always the first one to love. This is the quality of love. Being first one to love, and love unconditionally, and you will experience this peace. Although division, but oneness with the Lord. Tis all his life, always accused by so many people, condemned by people, looked down by people. Who is this? He is the son of a carpenter. Imagine. But Jesus always calm, smile. And this is the way we have to learn like Jesus. In this world, all separation, all divisions, but Jesus lives in us. He never complained to the disciple, why don't you do this and why don't you do that? Jesus never said anything against these things. Hear what he asked his disciple. Come and follow me. Carry a cross. With joy, carry our own cross, and the world will be more one because we are more Christ, more Christ-like. The more Christ-like, the more peace you will have in your heart.